I'm just saying that today might not be the day for the indictment. Stop toying with my emotions.
No.
Are you saying it's not going to happen today?
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
That is not fair to me. It's not going to happen.
The lynch mob lives in the Democrat Party. That is Joyless Behar. On The View, ABC pays them millions of dollars to spread the nasty Democrat Party propaganda. It's a winner for them, you know. The Daily Mail has a story today. The Daily Mail claims that President Trump will be indicted today, but won't appear in court until next week. And the media's all over it, like stink on Michael Moore. Can't get away from it. Michael Moore doesn't actually shower, but once a year he goes through the car wash. Goes through a car wash. Yeah, so the Daily Mail, you know, they cover the news in ways that so many in the fake American news media do not. It's quite extraordinary, and they have the story President Trump will be indicted today. We'll see if they're right or not, because you know they're always right, but they do a better job. Trump will not be arraigned this week. The former president is expected to be indicted. Indicted Wednesday, today, and Secret Service will make plans for his surrender and appearance in New York City next week. They're already setting up for the riots. Oh, did you see the mental cases protesting outside the courthouse in New York yesterday? And the Democrats unionized the mentally impaired, and they've organized them like nobody's business. It's really something. So that's what they're saying now. The Daily Mail, a source familiar with the proceedings. Everybody's anonymous. The rest of the show, I'm going to do anonymously. All right. So anything I say is anonymous from this point on. A source familiar with the proceedings exclusively told thedailymail.com on Tuesday, there will be no arraignment this week. That's what the anonymous person said. Trump is expected to be indicted Wednesday, after which the DA's office, who is a red beret wearing communist, we'll reach out, going to reach out, everybody, to his Secret Service detail to make arrangements for his surrender. All 36,000 NYPD police officers are in uniform and on notice for deployment after Trump called for his supporters to protest his imminent indictment. Protest. Well, that's, you know, it doesn't matter. He's on January 6th. He said, go down and make your voices peacefully known. Patriotically, and they just write that out of the script, right? They just write that out. So they write, Donald Trump will likely be indicted on Wednesday but won't appear before a judge in New York until next week. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Michael Moore doesn't wash. He doesn't wash up, except when he washes up on shore in New Jersey. And they said they found a golf ball in his blowhole. Did you see that? Thing? So there will be no arraignment this week. Sources familiar with the proceedings told the former president currently in Florida is expected to be formally charged today, Wednesday, after which the radical left-wing extremist George Soros, you know that George Soros is an anti-Semite? See, this is like on MSDNC. They call anybody that mentions George Soros an anti-Semite. So I'm going to go ahead and call George Soros an anti-Semite. You know, he's Jewish, but I'm going to call him an anti-Semite anyway because why not? These are the rules of the game, right? Nothing has to actually make sense anymore. That's the thing. Also, he is anti-Israel, which is kind of peculiar, George Soros. You know, it's like being Japanese and being anti-Japan. Peculiar. Ain't that peculiar? So currently in Florida, and I saw reports that he's having a great time at Mar-a-Lago, that he's very upbeat, very happy, knows that... that he is, actually gaining in popularity while this lynch mob is out to get him with torches and ropes because, you know, the history of the Democrat Party. Yes, sir. That's your Democrat Party. I've got Ron DeSantis audio for you today, too. He did an interview with Piers Morgan, who's not even American. And some of it's pretty good stuff. And the news media, they're very angry about it because we don't have a legitimate news media at all. We've got a bunch of filthies, that's who are Democrat Party shills posing as journalists. I know. I grew up in journalism. I worked in journalism for a long, long time. And we've got updates for you on this. And and Anthony Fauci. Last night, I looked at my cable TV. Do you have the cable TV? I looked at the cable. Really? No. I looked at the cable TV and the Anthony Fauci American Masters. That's what it's called. Isn't that a slavery term? I thought that term master and masters was banned from use. You can't even, if you're in real estate, you can't even say a house has a master bedroom anymore because the Democrats are trying to erase their own history of slavery and plantations and bullwhips and stuff. So you can't say master bedroom. But the Panhandler Broadcasting System, with our taxpayer dollars suckling on the taxpayer teat, they have this. I have four PBS stations on my cable. And the Anthony Fauci glorification, an American Masters, a racist term, was on two of them last night. And then on the other two, they had 1 hour, maybe 2 hour documentaries on how America is unfair and because some people live in bigger houses than other people. That was the thing. It was about the lack of equity and housing in America. And at the end, they bayoneted some babies to death, just for fun, just because they like to do that. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, and so we got a couple of things, because Fauci, you know about that. Now, there's another thing. The media is all over this, President Trump. Oh, President Trump, the crooked, radical, left-wing, Soros, anti-Semite prosecutor in New York, is, has got a lynch mob out for Trump. And he ran on... It's an elected office. He ran on the promise that he would put President Trump in jail. And it didn't matter. You just Trump up the... It's the old Lavrenti Beria, who was the head of the KGB under Joseph Stalin. And a quote famously attributed to Beria was, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. And that what that means is, for Democrats trying to follow along at home, what that means is that you pick a person out of a crowd and I'll find a crime to charge him with. That's a third world criminal enterprise. And that's what the left, which is what we had in the Soviet Union and what we have now here in the Democrat Party, and they've taken over all kinds of official positions. Look at the abuses of the FBI. Look at the abuses of the CIA and the intelligence community, tampering with our presidential election. And now look at this Alvin Bragg creep in New York. He is a one-man lynch mob. And he surrounded himself with lefties who are as inclined to lynch the political enemies of the Democrat Party as is Alvin Bragg. It's pretty amazing stuff. At the same time, and there's more to get to on that, at the same time, the Biden family corruption is parading down Pennsylvania Avenue. Remember, Joe Biden famously said, nobody beeps with a Biden, right? And we've got a corrupt attorney general in Merrick Garland, who is not on the Supreme Court, I'm signing the cross, who is abusing his power for political purposes and with political ends. We have an FBI that even I don't trust anymore. But the left trusts the FBI. That should tell you everything you need to know. Because the left has infiltrated, co-opted the permanent bureaucracy, including the FBI, and so much of the so-called intelligence community, which is now subverting U.S. elections instead of elections in banana republics to keep them from going Soviet or going Chinese, going communist. Now we have the communists in the machine here. This is the revenge. I've talked about this before. The revenge of the left. Because the United States would, and the CIA would go around during the Cold War and tamper with elections in foreign countries in an effort to make sure, with information operations typically, which is what we had perpetrated against us in the United States in 2020. I covered the intelligence community and the military for a decade. and was assigned to the Pentagon and to cover the CIA. Not that you really cover the CIA, but to the extent that you do. I did ride the CIA director's elevator up to the CIA director's office while humming the Get Smart theme song. The first time I did hum the Get Smart theme song, and you come out in the secret elevator for the CIA director's office. But setting that aside, we have a very corrupt bunch of people in very important positions, and boy, they're parading around. Now, let me get to this, because this is an amazing thing. Congressman James Comer, you know him? He was on the television last night, and he's talking about the Biden family corruption and China, the millions of dollars flowing from communist China, the Biden family. The news media couldn't care less about this. It's not a story they're covering, right? Now, here's James Comer talking about this, and he says eventually the news media will, you know, be shamed into, they will feel compelled to cover the Biden corruption story. I'm not so sure.
This isn't going away. There are other bank records. There are other potential business, quote unquote, deals that your family has made with China and other adversarial countries around the world. We're going to get the truth out. And there's going to come a point to where eventually the mainstream media is not going to be able to let him stand up there and lie to the American people about the fact that his family's taken millions and millions of dollars from our adversaries.
Ever the optimist is Congressman Comer, that eventually the media, he said, will be forced to cover, and I've talked about this, that there are these stories they don't cover until they're shamed or disgraced into covering the story. I'm not sure there's any shame left among these people. But what he said did remind me of the famous American leftist communist writer, New York, Dorothy Parker of the Algonquin Room Roundtable. I've had drinks there in the Algonquin Room bar many times in New York. And they used to gather there. And Dorothy Parker, who was a communist, she loved communists and communism, and she's beloved by academia and the left and the news media. There are FBI files on her, openly associated with communist organizations, sympathetic to the communists. She's a communist. And Dorothy Parker had a one good quote throughout her entire life. I have a good quote about once a week. But here's Dorothy Parker. She was once asked to use the word horticulture. Can you use the word horticulture in a sentence? And this is what reminds me of the news media today, whether they're going to cover the Biden story. Use the word horticulture in a sentence, Dorothy Parker said. And she said famously, you can lead a horticulture, but you cannot make her think. See, you can lead a horticulture, but you cannot make her think. It's a little play for Democrats. It's you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. And to use the word horticulture, she said, you can lead a horticulture, but you cannot make her think. It's a little double entendre. It's a play on words. And I think that essentially applies to the American news media today, because the story is out here, again, marching down Pennsylvania Avenue, led by Chinese tanks, and they refuse to cover the story. So I admire Congressman Comer's optimism when it comes to the media eventually covering the story. But when they do, they're going to actively cover it up, downplay it, minimize it. Just like the organ harvesting, which benefits, they're harvesting livers across America, and it benefits California and New York, and it's to the detriment of states in the Midwest and the South. That's your Democrat Party. They're not liberals. They're the left. It's a completely different thing. That's right, Dorothy Parker, communist. And the news media, you can lead a horticulture, but you cannot make her think. Same is true with the news media, because, right? Enough said. Hey, listen up. Have you heard about the Fed's sinister plan to control your money? It's called Executive Order 14067, signed by Biden already. It'll implement a digital dollar. But what does that mean? Well, it's the largest attack on your privacy and freedom in decades. Now the government can track your spending, determine what you can and can't buy with the digital dollar. You don't have cash. Act now, protect your retirement savings with physical gold. This timeless asset will protect your privacy and ensure that the government can't track your wealth. and limit what you do. With a simple IRS loophole, you can convert your retirement savings into gold and silver, protecting your wealth tax-free. Listen, I trust American Alternative Assets, and you should too. They've got an A-plus accreditation with the Better Business Bureau. So call 877-3-USA-GOLD. Call them now to receive your free wealth protection guide. Again, call American Alternative Assets at 877-387-2465 to secure your free gold and silver guide today. 877-387-2465. Call today. Individual results may vary as no guaranteed past performance will be indicative of future results. Yeah. Gosh, when will the media start covering this story? Well, they murdered the story about the laptop and the emails and Big Guy and the 10% cut. Then you get the court records, you get the bank records, rather, and they still don't cover it. But they're, you know, acting like chimps in zoo cages when it comes to President Trump and his impending indictment for paying a woman in a non-disclosure agreement, which the Democrats and the networks and the news organizations do all the time.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Try to get smart. Yeah, I when you cover the CIA, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. You talk to people, you try to find stuff out, and you look for leaks from anonymous sources and things like that. And sometimes you do straightforward, above board stuff. But I do recall, and I visited the CIA a number of times for a variety of reasons. But the first time I went in through the main entrance with the big CIA seal on the floor and the bronze sculpture of Wild Bill Donovan on the left and the wall of stars on the right, and take the elevator up directly, and it's only for the director, directly into the director's office. I sang the Get Smart theme because I had to. I think I had to. I have big news here, big important news. Newsmax TV is back on DirecTV after a big battle with DirecTV and AT&T, which pulled Newsmax off the air. Remember, they pulled AON, One American News, OAN, off the air as well, and they pulled Newsmax. But Newsmax is now back on. Christopher Ruddy and the great team at Newsmax, Elliot Jacobson. I know the fight has been, you know, I've been doing work with Newsmax doing the Biden Chronicles. There are two more Biden Chronicles episodes in the pipeline. And, this is a good day for America, a good day for free speech, and a bad day for those who would trample free speech. AT&T and DirecTV were the bad guys in this story. But just in. Newsmax is back on DirecTV. Big news.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum-bump. Ah, yes. You know, covering the CIA, they didn't give you a lot of fun things to do, like the military. The military always had a lot of fun things you could do. The CIA, you couldn't really go along most of the time. So not as much fun as all that. Go to CIA headquarters and go to cocktail parties and things like that sometimes also. But covering the military is a lot more fun because they have fighter jets and aircraft carriers and, do marine amphibious landings and jump out of airplanes and they do all kinds of good stuff. Lots of fun stuff. And I got to do so much fun stuff. I have a pretty good collection of things at home. You get a collection of things. Little airplanes, got my tail hook plaque at home from, taking off from and landing on. And an A6 Intruder from the USS Enterprise. I drove the Enterprise. I drove the Enterprise. It actually has a big old-fashioned wooden wheel, like with the handles on it and stuff. The new aircraft carriers, new ships, less likely to have the big old, Popeye wooden wheel. But I was driving the Enterprise, the USS Enterprise. We're out in the ocean, as you might expect, and not downtown D.C. or anything. And I drive, and I turned. I was told to, and I turned left, and this naval officer next to me screamed, "Oh no! Oh, that just cost us $250,000!" So to turn left for a moment. That's the. I think it didn't really. But good stuff. Anyway, I digress. Enough about me. Come on. It's not about me. Let's get back to Dorothy Parker. You can lead a horticulture, but you cannot make her think. And that's true of the news media. See? Somehow I thought that those fit together. When I saw James Comer, Congressman James Comer, saying eventually the news media will have to report on the Biden story, I immediately thought of the communist Dorothy Parker and her cleverism, her witticism. And, I've got to say, any typical day, I probably have quotes better than Dorothy Parker. But it's a good one. I'll give her credit for that one. Let's do that. And, there has been a news blackout on that, like in the Soviet Union, as they're harvesting organs from the Midwest to send them to California and New York, and wasting more livers than ever. That's the story on the front page of the Washington Post today on their A sectional. Now, Kevin McCarthy, let's go to soundbite number 15, Jeff Wolf in today for Michael Piercy. And Michael Piercy working from home, but I just heard his phone is dead and he doesn't have a charger. He's at home and he doesn't have a charger. He'll have to send the FBI out to his place, I think. That's completely nuts. It's a funny world out there. We're used to being able to communicate, I think. Here's Kevin McCarthy. He's the Speaker of the entire House of Representatives. And he, speaking is not really his bag, baby. He's not the best at that. But Kevin McCarthy talking yesterday about Xi Jinping, because Xi Jinping, Ricochet Rabbit, is, he's having the powwow with his communist counterpart, Vlad the Impaler Putin. You know how those communists are. They love killing people and destroying things. And also yesterday I was talking about how the Russians, there was a Scandinavian general, actually defense minister, who said that the Russian casualties in Ukraine were at about 180,000. And thought, wow, that's quite amazing. In the entire Iraq war, that's in 1 year. In the entire Iraq war, played the audio yesterday of Kabul Kirby, 4,399 Americans were killed in the entire Iraq war in all those years. And that's a horrible, terrible number and a terrible thing for every family and for every patriotic American that went there. And then you see in 1 year, 180,000 Russian casualties, killed and wounded. Casualties doesn't necessarily mean killed. It means killed and wounded. According to Scandinavian defense minister. And we had some people squawk at us and say, oh, that's a BS number, that's a made-up number. I went and I researched it the first time, too. But if this is any help, the New York Times, they're the burning bush of truth for the left wing. They say it's approaching 200,000. Now, the United States, we're providing them with help. And I'm guessing probably some small paramilitary Haven't talked about this recently, but early on, I'm guessing when you saw a Russian tank column be held up and then be eviscerated over the course of time, my estimation was that there are U.S. paramilitary units in there inflicting damage on the Russians. But in any case, the New York Times says maybe as many as 200,000 Russian casualties in 1 year. Isn't that amazing? But Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the entire House of Representatives yesterday, was talking about the communists from China, Xi Jinping, meeting with the communists in Moscow, Vlad the Impaler Putin, the former KGB and Stasi guy. He fit right in with the Democrat Party. And so that's they accuse everybody of Russian collusion. You got to assume that that's because they're engaged in Russian collusion. Yeah, like Victoria Nuland said, the State Department official for the Democrats, said that with the Russians, whatever they accuse you of doing, it's what they're doing. And we've been pointing that out about the left in the United States for a long time. So here's Kevin McCarthy, articulate as always, talking about the Xi Jinping visit to Moscow to meet with Vlad the Impaler Putin.
President Xi has only left China twice since the pandemic.
Only twice.
Both times revolved around Putin, Russia. The other time was North Korea and Iran.
The other time?
That's a very, very concerning future.
What?
For those who study history, it seems a little like the 1930s and the axis of power of individuals creating. These are not democracies, but what are they fighting?
I'm sorry, what? you know, he's onto something there. But it wasn't called the axis of power. I think he's thinking of Tower of Power, you know, the band with all the brass section and stuff, Tower of Power, and maybe Jimi Hendrix, Axis, Bold as Love, or something like that. But they were the Axis powers, but they weren't the Axis of Power. The Axis being Nazi Germany with the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler, and of course the lifelong socialist and fascist Benito Mussolini, who ended up hanging upside down, being beaten with lawn chairs after he was dead, which was kind of fun. And then, of course, Japan, Imperial Japan. And we smited and smashed them all. But the best part is he said that Xi has only left China twice, and they were both to meet with Vladimir Putin since the Wuhan came along. And they were both to meet with Vladimir Putin both times, he said, were to meet with Vladimir Putin, and then the other time, which is apparently a third time. Let's play the beginning of this. Let's play this, maybe the whole thing over again, because it's, let's play the beginning. We'll do a little stop and start. Because I was listening to this, he's the Speaker of the House, and he says, Xi Jinping, the Chinese Communist leader, has only left China twice since the Wuhan Red Death came along. You know, you can get your, at the Chris Plant store, you can get your I Survived the Wuhan Red Death t-shirts and coffee mugs and stuff like that. And Remember Normal. You can get your Remember Normal there as well. But here's Kevin McCarthy. Xi Jinping has only left twice, and both times, he said, were to visit Putin. And then, he says, and then the other time. I was like, well, was it twice or was it three? How many times did he leave?
President Xi has only left China twice since the pandemic.
Twice.
And both times revolved around Putin, Russia.
Both times.
The other time was North Korea and Iran.
The other time was North Korea. Well, how many times did he leave now? I'm confused. Because if he only left twice, and both times were Putin, and then the other time was Korea, what are you talking about? And then, of course, you know, those who do not remember history are doomed to repeat it. And then he's got the Axis of Power. I think he meant to say the Axis powers.
That's a very, very concerning future.
Yeah, it is.
For those who study history,
yeah,
it seems a little like the 1930s and the axis of power of individuals creating. These are not democracies.
No,
what are they fighting?
Yeah, what are they fighting? What? I warned about this, didn't I? Yes, I did. I warned about all of this. And here we are. Sorry. How many? Maybe I should email Kevin McCarthy's office, ask how many times Xi has left China, and for what purpose. Let's grab a phone call, Jeff. Let's go to Steve, calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Steven, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
You hear a lot about Orwellian, the term Orwellian, and this is also, to me, it's very Kafkaesque, this stuff that's going on with Trump and how he can just be harassed legally nonstop. It's like that movie, The Trial.
Yeah. Yeah, the book, The Trial. Franz Kafka, writing about totalitarianism in the early part of the 20th century and about the, you know, the nightmarish governments that were emerging in the first half of the 20th century. And the judgment.
Bureaucracy itself, just the ponderous bureaucracy, it can waste so much time of your life, you know.
There's an old
being in jail without being in jail, and they're flanking and harassing Trump to the max with all this stuff.
There's an old saying that is used in Washington, and it is the process is the punishment. Right?
Very true. Yes. Yeah. And they can try to snag you in the course of the investigation into a whole new thing where they can accuse you of lying or not cooperating, or even defending yourself now is obstruction of justice. That was a great one.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking up for yourself is an obstruction of justice. It's true. Franz Kafka. Go ahead.
I once said to my wife, it's going to get to the point where using the Fifth Amendment is obstruction of justice, you know.
Well, they already accuse you if you plead the Fifth. They already accuse you of being engaged in cover up for exercising your constitutional rights. And the trial, I haven't read everything Franz Kafka ever did, but it's a grim, bleak stuff. And the trial by Kafka is pretty much in the wheelhouse of what Donald Trump is going through. You know, the accusation is enough. And again, the Joseph Stalin's KGB leader, Lavrenty Beria, show me the man and I'll show you the crime, is what we're witnessing here. And Kafka, you know, growing up, and he's a German, and I think he moved elsewhere to Prague or someplace when he was writing, but he wrote these grim, bleak, nightmarish tales, kind of like George Orwell, but more German. And they were warnings from the past, Steve. They were warnings from, at that time, the present, to be on the lookout for these types of regimes and for their behaviors. And we're witnessing, you're absolutely right, and you're right also that everybody mentions Orwell, throws George Orwell around 1984 and all that, correctly. But we should include Franz Kafka in this, less well known perhaps. But Franz Kafka with his stories, The Judgment and The Trial and so on, about similar nightmares under draconian regimes. And we're watching it happen here. And it's being sold with a happy face. Right, Steve? I mean, it's, you know, they've repackaged the old totalitarianism of the 20th century for they're rolling out again. The left is rolling it out in the United States in the 21st century. And it's popular.
Oh yeah, and if you watch something like Good Morning America, you think everything's just peachy, and it'll be really neat when Trump gets what he deserves, or something like that.
That's right.
You know that movie, The Trial. There was a very high quality movie a depiction of that book, and it had Orson Welles and Anthony Perkins. And if you watch the trailer for that movie, if you watch the whole thing, it's, you know, just a few minutes, the trailer that came out from that movie, black and white movie, had beautiful cinematography. And if you watch that on YouTube, wait till the end. There's an incredible quote that you would think it's the most prescient movie. It's amazing.
You know, I'm not sure that I've ever seen it. I probably saw it when I was in college or something. I'm going to look for it. I actually just wrote it down. And I'm going to go look for it. Yeah, Orson Welles was known for his cinematography and for his snappy writing and cleverisms, too. And Anthony Perkins is great at being creepy, which is, you know, so I'm going to look for it, for the Orson Welles film of Franz Kafka's The Trial, because you're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought it up, Steve. Good, great call. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. Hey, listen up. You heard about the, hey, it's completely crazy. It's, where'd it go? It's not there. It's there. Holy smokes. You heard about the feds and their sinister plan to control your money. It's called Executive Order 14067, signed by Biden. It'll implement the digital dollar. You heard about this? The digital dollar. It's the largest attack on your privacy and freedom in decades. And now the government can track your spending, limit your spending, determine what you can buy and can't buy. Time to act. Act now. Protect your retirement savings with physical gold. This timeless asset will protect your privacy and ensure the government can't track your wealth and limit your ability to spend it. With a simple IRS loophole, you can convert your retirement savings into gold and silver. Protect your wealth tax-free. I trust American Alternative Assets, and you can trust them too. They've got an A-plus accreditation with the Better Business Bureau. So call 877-3-USA-GOLD. Call them now and get your free wealth protection guide. Again, call American Alternative Assets at 877-387-2465. Secure your free gold and silver guide today, 877-387-2465. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee the past performance will be indicative of future results. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, I'm going to look for it. I need to find out where that quote is. That was a good tease. Steve gave us a good tease there. I'm going to find it. We're at 877-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The Washington Post has a front page story also below the fold, TikTok's lonely defender. CEO Zhao Zichao heads to the Hill, to Capitol Hill, where almost no one is in his corner. But the Washington Post is. The Washington Post and Drew Harwell, very much in the corner of the communist Chinese and TikTok, so they can steal all your data and your information. So the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, China. They're pro-TikTok. TikTok is stealing your soul and everything else they can get their hands on. Also, an amazing story now out of Texas, West Texas A&M University. They have a university president there, Walter Wendler, and he is canceling their drag show. They had the Extreme Campus Drag Show, you know, where the men dress as women because the Democrats are all cross-dressers now, and they're doing away with gender in America. And he said that he would use his authority to stop the drag show in an email obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation and the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. They call themselves FIRE. In an email, Wendler asserted that drag shows are misogynistic and offensive to women. He would oppose any performance on campus that diminishes another group. And he said he wouldn't allow, he said, I would not support blackface performances. You know, just because you put on blackface doesn't mean that you're black, right? And just because you're a man who dresses as a woman doesn't mean you're a woman, right? So the Democrats want to have drag shows because I think they're all transgender and suffering from gender dysphoria, at least enough of them. So one university taking a stand, West Texas A&M University, and the president doing the right thing.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.